Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, October 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, To Kill a Mockingbird. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia podcast episode on To Kill a Mockingbird. Hello, and welcome to another fascinating episode of Wikipedia, where we take deep dives into some of the most captivating topics from the vast world of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your guide on this journey. Today, we're talking about a timeless classic that has captivated millions, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, to our listeners who count themselves amongst literature enthusiasts, the title may already resonate deeply. For those less familiar, prepare to embark on a transformative exploration of a novel that is more than just a story. It's a lens through which we can examine significant societal issues. To Kill a Mockingbird was published in 1960 and has since become a staple in American literature. At its heart, it's a poignant exploration of racism and injustice in the American South during the early 20th century. It tackles these complex issues with a narrative as engaging as it is profound. Have any of you read this book back in your school days? Do you remember how it made you feel? Set in the fictional town of Maycomb, Alabama, during the Great Depression, the novel is narrated by a young girl named Scout Finch. Through her eyes, we experience a world where innocence meets the stark realities of racial prejudice. Her father, Atticus Finch, an upright and principled lawyer, becomes a moral compass, not just for Scout and her brother Jem, but for us, the readers, or in this case, listeners. Here's a question to ponder. In what way do you think Atticus Finch's character influences readers' understanding of justice and empathy? Feel free to let this question simmer as we delve further. The story begins with Atticus defending Tom Robinson, a black man falsely accused of raping a white woman. This trial forms the central conflict of the story and offers a poignant commentary on the racial injustices of the time, a theme that remains painfully relevant even today. It's eye-opening to realize how far we've come, yet how much further we need to go. One of the remarkable aspects of the novel is its ability to convey profound themes through the innocence of childhood. Scout's precocious curiosity and naive honesty cut through the pretenses of adulthood, offering a raw and authentic look at her community's dynamics. It's a narrative technique that Harper Lee masterfully employs to bring forth the story's moral intricacies and emotional depth. Think about this for a moment. How does innocence serve as a vehicle for truth in our own lives? In times when societal norms cloud our judgment, could a child's simplicity help us see what's truly right? The novel courageously tackles social issues like class, gender roles, and the destructive nature of prejudice, making us question, how far have we progressed since the time of Maycomb? And perhaps in the same breath, how are these issues still manifest in our society today? For those willing to share, what modern parallels do you draw from Lee's depiction of Maycomb? Another intriguing aspect is the symbolic significance of the mockingbird. The novel's title is derived from Atticus's teaching. It's a sin to kill a mockingbird, signifying the destruction of innocence. This symbolism reflects on characters like Tom Robinson and Boo Radley, who, despite being misunderstood or marginalized by society, exemplify innocence and goodness. Let's step back for a second. Have you ever witnessed someone in your life embody the essence of a mockingbird, contributing beauty and empathy in ways that went unacknowledged or misunderstood by others? To Kill a Mockingbird is not just a novel. It is an experience that leaves a lasting imprint on its audience. It's a powerful reminder of the importance of standing up for what is right, even when faced with insurmountable odds. This brings us to an essential call of action. Be inspired, like Atticus Finch, to be a beacon of justice and empathy in your own community. Before we wrap up, I encourage you, our listeners, to consider revisiting the world of To Kill a Mockingbird. Whether it's your first read, or you're returning to it after many years, there's always something new to discover. And if you've never had the chance to read it, maybe this could be your moment. Today's episode took us through the rich tapestry of a novel that challenges and moves us, one that still invokes dialogue about the pressing issues of race, justice, and morality. As always, our journey is but a starting point for your own exploration. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Wikipedia. Keep your minds open, your hearts compassionate, and your curiosity ever burning. Until next time, goodbye.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, To Kill a Mockingbird. Thanks for listening. See you next time.